Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. I'm Mike McGivern. Last week, for our this noon to 1 o'clock time slot, we'll be back to our regular 8 to 9 time slot next week. And usually I have a co-host the entire show, but with the Home and Garden Show going on right now, and it's really busy, we're going to have Ray Hoffman, Marketing Manager for Current Electric, on this first segment. And then we've got a number of people that are involved and their companies are involved at the show that goes on today through 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 10 to 5. And now joining us, Ray Hoffman, again, Marketing Manager for Current Electric. He just got off stage, by the way. How did the seminar on backup generators go?
Oh, fantastic. I'm always riveting.
Wow.
No, it was a fantastic show.
That's why you're a superhero.
To everybody that came to my seminar, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the day.
Well, that's good. Hey, so some of the people I've talked to about the show that's going on, again, it's at State Fair Park, and they continue to say kind of the same thing to me, Ray. It feels like we're back to normal again. Is that how you're feeling?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a busier show than we've seen so far this year. We've gotten a lot of questions, a lot of education opportunities, and the Stepping on Green, the healthy pavilion that we're in, is fantastic. It's helping a lot of people to educate them on healthy living.
You know, Jonathan, we had him on 2 weeks ago. Ray, he did a great job, and I got a number of questions from people that said, hey, I didn't know that was going on, and can you explain more about it? And I just sent them to the website. I said, look, I don't know a lot about it, and that happens a lot. Like, hey, I have to get this welded. You know how to do that? No, I don't know how to do any of that. But I sent them to his website, and I'm hoping that he's gotten a lot of response, because the amount of people that asked me about who he is and what he does was pretty high after that show, and I thought he did a great job of really kind of talking about the mission and how it began, where it began, and what their goal is. And I think he probably, this last week in this show, the Home and Garden Show at State Fair Park, was probably a great place for him to really showcase what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have to ask him if he's had an opportunity to look at the questions. He's right in front of me, about 100 feet. So
yeah, well,
talking to him at some point the rest of the weekend.
That would be awesome. Yeah, let him know that there was questions, too, that I got from people I work with. So I'd love to be able to get him back on here in the next month or so and just kind of maybe take our time and go through some of the questions that people have asked me. Hey, Ray, this is a long show. You know, some of the other shows you guys are involved with, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But this show's been going on since last weekend. It's almost 10 days, I believe, once this thing gets done. Yeah. That's a long one for you guys at Current Electric, right?
Yeah, it's 10 days total. We had off on Monday and Tuesday, and then back up at it from 4 p.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're coming into the home stretch, and we're excited to be able to call the people that wanted a phone call and help them out as much as we can.
And don't forget about Monday, because Monday's breakdown. Or do you break down on Sunday night, or do you come back on Monday?
No, I actually send my team out to break down on Monday. I get to be in a training all day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So
Well, I guess I will. Well, if I know what time I've got to call if I need to talk to you. So you're not going to be in training at the time that you and I talk for the most part. Hey, ticket information, $10 for adults. Children 12 and under are free. Seniors, $6, 65 and over. On-site box office only. If you go online, there's a $2 off ticket that you can get as well. And I think it's easier if you go online and get your ticket, save the $2 and be able to walk right in. But I know that the crowds have been really good and people are chomping at the bit, you know, to get some of this stuff going. Hey, when people are coming to your booth at this show, do they understand that the timing's a little bit different than it used to be where you know, it's hard to get some of the major things that people might be looking for from Kern Electric in next week?
Oh, yeah, people are very understanding. I'm actually very surprised at how understanding they are. They've been great. It comes down to what do we talk about? I think it was last week or the week before. Somebody had mentioned communication. I think it was Jonathan, actually. And as long as we communicate with the customers, they've been very understanding, and it's been fantastic. So we appreciate that, obviously.
Hey, the other thing that I heard from people that have been at the Home and Garden Show is it was so nice to see colors again. You know, the landscape part of this show is big. The garden part of the show is big. And they said, Mike, it's just so nice to walk in and smell fresh flowers and see the colors. And it makes you understand that spring is right around the corner. And that was a big part for them. Is the people that you're meeting at the show, is that something that they talk about as well?
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. It's a great smell through there. And there's some marketplace stuff. And there's a train. There's a model train. The Model Train Association is there as well. And running a train right through the gardens that was created by, I can't remember which company created that, but there's a bunch of landscape companies in there that created some awesome displays and decks.
You know, on the solution stage, just to give people an idea, if you're heading out there or thinking about going out there, right now, just started on the solution stage, the Wisconsin Flora Professional Designer of the Year competition is going on. 2 o'clock, they've got a guy from Callan Construction, Lance Dahl, who I've met a number of times, window options and installation process. And they've got a... It is a tree to beautify your landscape. It's August Hoppy from Hoppy Tree Service is going to be on at 4 o'clock. And then a number of shows tomorrow as well. In fact, our very own Bingo Emmons at noon tomorrow. And home inspection checklist, what to expect on the day of your inspection. And he'll be on the solution stage tomorrow at noon. There's a number of really good things there. And then, Ray, like we talked about when we just started, you just got off the stage a little while ago, the Step Beyond Green to Healthy seminar schedule. And the people that are coming to the show and they're coming to listen to some of the people that are speaking are not only looking for their needs, but I understand, and my wife and I are the same, there's a number of wants that we have held off on for a couple of years because of what's going on. And I think that's where people are starting to come out to shows like this with, okay, I need to talk to somebody about solar energy, but boy, I sure really like the way this looks, or I want to go over here and try this, talk to these people. Does it seem to you that the people that you're talking to are coming through and spending a lot of time instead of just running in and talking to one or two clients or one or two remodelers?
Yeah, absolutely. They're stopping at different remodelers. They're stopping at siding people like Randy Miller. They're talking to Bingo about some projects. They're talking to Hoppy Tree Service about projects they want to do. Hoppy's actually a member of Step Beyond Green to Healthy as well. They're definitely spending a lot more time, and they're taking all of their wants over the last couple of years and trying to get answers and get educated on everything they want so they can make it a need. And be able to budget and properly source the stuff to a good reputable vendor.
Hey, the Step Beyond Green to Healthy, booth 540, by the way, that's the following seminars are going to take place there. And when you head over to State Fair, if you're driving over there right now, you missed Ray, but and I apologize for that, but at 1230, Household Mold, there is a fungus among us. 2:30, How Nature Communicates with Us. 4:30, Urban Wood. It's part of the Healthy Home. And then City Water at 6:30. And there's a number of these tomorrow as well. And you can go online and take a look. If you just Google Home and Garden Show in Milwaukee, you can head over there. And there's a number of different things that you can look at. Or it's MKEHGS, by the way, Home and Garden Show. And you can look at the stage schedule, the solution stage, the cooking patio. They've got a lot of really great chefs that are putting things together. And I would definitely take a look at what Jonathan and the people over at Step Beyond are doing, because it's a great education to make sure that we're not only staying healthy ourselves, but our grandkids and our kids and our friends and people that are coming over. There's a lot of things that we can do in the house to make sure that we're staying healthy. And I think that's really, really important. Again, tickets are $10. If you just walk up, it's $10. Online, you get a $2 off that $10 ticket. Children 12 and under are free. Active retired military, emergency service personnel are free. Show an ID at the box office and you get in for free. Hey, Ray, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today. And you know what? You're not going to be able to get a nap today or tomorrow or Monday. Get a rest whenever you get a rest whenever you can. And I know that I'll be talking to you either later this week or early next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will be here till 8 tonight, and I will be here 10 to 5 tomorrow. So come see me.
Hey, what booth?
Say hi. I'll be happy to do the seminar personally just for you.
What booth are you guys?
650.
650. There it is. 650. Nice and easy. Head over there, say hi to Ray Hoffman, tell him he did a good job. And he is truly a superhero from Kern Electric. Have a good weekend, Ray.
Thank you. You too.
You got it. We'll get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation about the Home and Garden Show going on at State Fair Park. This is the Home Improvement Show built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. I want to thank Ray Hoffman, marketing manager for Kern Electric. We're now joined by the owner of All Right Home and Remodeling. He's Randy Miller. Randy, it's been a while. How you been, pal?
Been great. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing really good. Yeah, I'm doing really good. It's good to talk to you again. Hey, we're spending time today's show with people that are part of the Home and Garden Show going on at State Fair Park, open till 8 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow from 10 to 5. And Randy, for the people I've talked to, not only people that have gone through it, but people that have booths there, the common comment's been, man, it's just starting to feel like we're getting back to normal again.
Yeah. It does seem. More and more people are coming out. They're interested in some different projects. The gardens are just amazing at this show. But, it's awesome to actually be, once again, another show at State Fair Park, which is always nice to end up being at.
Hey, Randy, it's funny you said the gardens, because that's the other comment. There's some women that I work out with had gone last weekend. And they said the cool part is you start feeling like spring actually is right around the corner, because the colors and the smell and just the landscape is just beautiful. And you just start feeling like, okay, all right, here we go again, and I got to get my yard going. But they made that same comment about that feeling of just the colors and the flowers and the landscape. And then the one girl said, hey, do you know Melinda Myers? I go, yeah. She goes, she was so entertaining. I said, she's the best. She's the best.
And she always fills a crowd. And she always has such great tips as far as for gardening or, you know, any kind of landscaping stuff or what kind of plants to end up using and what's best for different areas. She's just a neat person.
She is. And I tell the story every time when I got to introduce her at some other shows at the Nary shows. At State Fair,
sure.
She would come here and record her commercials here. And I would see her in the hallway, and I'd be like, man, I would just kind of like go, man, that's the plant doctor, right? And I would just kind of walk by because I didn't really want to talk to her because she's Melinda Myers. And then one day I finally said, Melinda, I'm Mike McGivern. She goes, well, I know who you are. And I go, yeah? I go, I need some help. She goes, yeah, you and everybody else, pal. And I said, hey, that's not. And she laughed. And what I found out is she's really funny. I mean, she's really funny. And when I would see her and get a chance to introduce her at the Nary show, once her hour was done, she would go off to the side and she would be there for another 45 minutes with people in line buying her books, her signing, and asking questions. And she's so generous with her time. I'm just very impressed. Yeah. Hey, how did yesterday? I know you got up on the solution stage yesterday and talked tips for preparing your home for spring. How did that go for you?
It went well. I mean, you know Wayne Abershine and yep. obviously through Nary as well for many, many years. And what's great is he and I just end up bouncing off of each other very well, talking about different ideas, different things. I mean, it's springtime, so we've had our homes all buttoned up tight for the winter months. Well, it's time to end up opening it back up. And we made different suggestions, and there was participation that was good in the audience as well. So, no, it's always a good presentation, and I always enjoy doing it with him.
Was that more of the S&E insulation side of your industry when you were talking, or your business, more than the All Right?
I would say a little bit of both, because as far as on the home improvement side, we also have gutters and making sure that your downspout and your extensions are far enough out there. And we talk about making sure that you're opening back up your faucets, making sure they're not leaking, all different types of, things having to do with just in general your home, not specifically to a specific project. But, of course, we're always there to talk about checking your roof, making sure there aren't any damages on that area. And your insulation levels, did the winter months cause harm and things like that, and where you need to end up going to bring your home up to snuff for the summer seasons.
Well, and I haven't had you on a show for a while, but I'll just tell you that I recommend Randy and the people at All Right Home and Remodeling, because when I was at my lowest, when it came to this kind of stuff, my roof was leaking right into our kitchen. And he sent Jordan out to get a tarp on at about 6:30 a.m. because I had called him and woke him up. And Jordan is his son, by the way. And then he came out about an hour later and said, hey, man, have you been up here? I'm like, no. What's up there? He said, it's bad. It's bad.
Not good.
And what we were able to do, because we knew we had to get our house sided, and now the roof was bad, and the timing worked out really well, not only for us, but for Randy. And he came out and sat at the kitchen table, decided on a color scheme with my wife, Terry, kicked me out of the kitchen. But I can tell you that it was a really good experience for us. I mean, 100%. Not only the garage, but the house. And people, it's still sometimes when you drive past it, compared to what it used to look like, it just is a whole different home and a different house. And we could not have had a better experience. At that moment, I believe my wife Terry liked Randy more than she liked me, and that
well, you know what's not to say about that. I mean, of course she does.
Well, you know what I told her? He used to be a politician, I think, and that's what he can shake hands and kiss babies with the best of them. Hey, Randy, you guys are in aisle 900, and again, the show's at State Fair Park, goes till 8 o'clock tonight. Sunday from 10 to 5, and make sure you go out, and Randy's popping in and out a little bit, but you go over and introduce yourself, somebody from All Right Home Remodeling, S&E Insulation, and any questions you have. You missed his talk yesterday about some of the things you should know about when spring comes, to open up your home again and make sure that you know what you're looking for. And what you should be doing come springtime. And I think that that's a really important part that they can help you with. Hey, with what's going on with supply chains and all the things that we're dealing with, how has the process to work with All Right Home Remodeling been going as far as siding and roofing and to be able to get the stuff that you need to help people in our neighborhoods?
Well, I mean, as far as for us, the process, everything we end up doing within my organization has to do with communication. And that's the key to a project that, whether it's on time or whether it's delayed, how it ends up getting handled is the biggest thing on how happy homeowners end up being on the end. Would you agree?
I would. And, you know, can I stop you a second? When I started doing this home improvement show years ago, you were one of our first guests, and I remember this. You talked about that part of it. That's how long, look, this has been kind of the mission statement and the soul of All Right Home Remodeling for a long time. But that process, and I was new to this. And when you started talking about that with such a passion, and the process and the communication side of it, that's how important that is with All Right. I can tell you that I knew exactly when things were going to happen. When we did this, and it was a major project we did. It might not have been a major project to Randy. You know, look, our house is small.
It was a good enough size project. Absolutely.
And for us,
I mean, every project ends up meeting something to us and my salesmen within my organization. We don't want to end up making a house look like a row home. We want to make it so that you, as the homeowner, are just so happy to end up referring us or speaking highly, as you always end up doing.
I do. Well, I do. And I don't, look, all I know is at the end, when the guy who was starting to get his roof done 2 weeks before mine was scheduled, they were halfway done when mine was done, and he came over and said, how's the lawnmower? I said, good. What are you talking about? There's so many nails in my lawn that my lawnmower is shot. And I go, no. My guy does this thing where if he finds less than five or whatever the number is, Randy, it's been years, he gives his guys an extra bonus. And he's like, he got mad at me. Remember that? He got really mad at me. Like, I'm like, hey, man, you went with the wrong guy. He goes, I can't even find him right now. They won't return my call. So, I went with you and got it done in about 4 days. It was perfect.
Well, that's what we want it to be. It's, you know, if you want it done right, you call All Right.
Boom. There.
But back to your question about the supply chains and things like that, things are being delayed. My best advice to every single homeowner right now is just be patient. You know, just be understanding. We want to end up getting projects done as quickly as you want them to be done. And so we're doing everything that we can to get answers, keep communicating back to the homeowners until we know that we have everything completed. And that's our routine these days. So supply chain issues are real, but there's ways of getting around it and working with people. I mean, with us having all the different supply houses available, we kind of can pivot if we see that there's going to be a real problem from one manufacturer to the other.
Well, here's what I know. If you work with All Right and you work with Jordan or you work with Randy or any of the people there, because these are the two guys that are training the people working there, that communication process, they set expectations. You know, we can get it done by this date. And if they get it done a couple of days early, great, but this is what we're looking at. And understand the patience part of what Randy talked about. If you want to have something done this summer, you need to get, you know, go over to the show and talk to somebody at All Right Home Remodeling. They're in aisle 900. The show goes on until 8 o'clock tonight, 10 to 5 tomorrow. Or if you go to the website, allrightremodeling.com, and I would take a look at why choose us, because that whole process, it's an 11-point process that is the kind of the mission statement and the soul of this company. You read it through and take a look at what to expect when you work with these guys. Hey, Randy, thanks a lot. It's good to catch up, and I really appreciate your willingness to come on for a couple of minutes today. Enjoy the rest of the show today and tomorrow, and looking forward to maybe having lunch one day. I think
you want.
I think if it's lunch, it's on, is it me? Yeah, because you beat me on that.
I think it's probably my turn
I think
picked up the last one. Yeah, say hello to Terry for me also.
Hey, you got it. You as well. By the way, before I let you go, how's the grandson doing?
He's amazing, and obviously you and I were on the radio show right after my grandson was born.
Right after.
And man, what a moment.
What is his first name?
Daniel Jordan, DJ.
DK. That's the DJ's awesome. You know what? And he's going to end up being a hockey fan, one of those people that start yelling Civ. That's what I believe, because Randy told me that when we were on the break. Randy, thank you so much. Say hi to the family for me, and I look forward to catching up in person.
And congrats to you to having five grandkids now?
Five. Five grandsons.
Five.
Five grandsons.
Five grandsons.
Yeah. If I got to find
You've
a point
got enough
guard.
For a basketball team.
I do. I just got to get a point guard somewhere. I'm not sure I have one of those yet. He is Randy Miller, All Right Homer and Miley. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to talk about the Home and Garden Show. Again, going on till 8 o'clock tonight and 10 to 5 tomorrow at State Fair Park. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM. The Fan.
At Speedway, we know a fresh start to your morning needs a fresh cup of coffee. A big boost of energy needs a big cup of coffee. And your day the way you want it needs a cup of coffee the way you want it. So we've got fresh coffee all day long, ready for the brewing. We've got hot coffee, iced coffee, cream and sugar and all the good stuff coffee. Fresh coffee made how you want it, when you want it, and not a second before. Because the best time for coffee is right when you say it is. Grab yours from Speedway.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. We're talking to a number of people that are involved in the Home and Garden Show going on right now at State Fair Park. They're open until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 10 to 5. We're now joined by John Attlee. He's the owner of Water Doctors. John, how you been?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Hey, so the show's been going on for a little while, and what I'm hearing, not only from the people that we have on the air, John, but from people and family and friends that have been to the show, is the common theme is, man, it feels like we're getting back to normal.
Oh, absolutely. It's great to be at shows again. It's great to be able to see the public, get that face-to-face interaction, which is what these shows are all about, being able to answer questions face-to-face in a non-threatening way, but be able to go through what we all do and how we work together and get those projects starting to go for people.
Hey, John, can you tell us a little bit about Water Doctors, how long you've been involved with them? And I know that been around a long time, that's for sure. And let's talk a little bit about what you guys offer and what you do for our community. I know that purifying water, and I'm on your website, so it's not that I know this off the top of my head. Purifying water, perfecting relationships is a really good, I think, a really good slogan, to be honest with you. Let's talk a little bit about what Water Doctors does.
Sure. Well, first off, Water Doctors, we've been around since 1982. Previous owner and founder had the great presence to make Water Doctors what it is, and I've been blessed. I worked with the previous owner for about 10 years before I got to help him retire, and I've now owned it for the last about 2.5 years. Team is still basically the same team. We are Southeastern Wisconsin's Kinetico dealership. Why Kinetico is so important is Kinetico is an American-made company from Newberry, Ohio. They're kind of known for that better, longer-lasting, more efficient water softeners, filtration, and then having the best drinking water systems out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, and in today's world, you know, I can't tell you, you know, how many cases of bottled water, you know, I see coming into this building that I see coming into my own home, and there's a way to get around that, correct?
Absolutely. We look at a lot of situations, whether it's for residential or for commercial, and we look at how we can make that drinking water, which is the most important water, the water that you're putting in you, as best as we possibly can. Reverse osmosis is one great way to be able to make the city tap water or well water really, really good by removing out a majority to almost all of the impurities that are inside that water. That's something that we do on a regular basis. That's something that we excel at for customers.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Home and Garden Show. You guys are with Jonathan at Step Beyond Green. And if people go to State Fair today, again, they open till 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow from 10 to 5. And make sure you stop over and introduce yourself to the people that are involved with Jonathan at Step Beyond Green, because I just think we had Jonathan on last week, and I'm a big fan of the work that he's doing and the things he's trying to accomplish. And I think that the more we get, the farther we get away from COVID, the people are going to understand how important it is to do some of the things that Jonathan has learned, and he's willing to teach not only people that work in that industry that are, you know, working, coming into your home, but for homeowners. And I think it's really important that we take a listen to some of the things that he has learned. You're going to be speaking, you have two different times tonight at Step Beyond, correct?
Absolutely. In the Step Beyond Green to Healthy area, we actually have our own stage. Every 2 hours, we have different lectures going on, teaching about what the different partners in Step Beyond Green to Healthy, that Step Beyond Green to Healthy initiative, actually can do for homeowners and business owners, and then also teaching other tradespeople about the Step Beyond Green to Healthy movement. One of the great parts about this stage that we've got set up is you can really sit down, and it's a very intimate stage where you can get some one-on-one, you can get group conversations about the Step Beyond Green to Healthy movement. That particular conversation at about 6:30 tonight, that's going to be Jonathan and myself kind of doing our one-on-one with people out there talking about it, giving them some extra information, also talking about how they can interact with all the different trades. I got a 4:30 also talking about city water, all the things that are in it, some of the myths, some of the truths, and a little more information on how you can take care of your city water.
Boy, good for you. I love going to those shows, and what happens is you start walking around talking to a number of different people, and then you know, all of a sudden you want to sit down and relax a little bit, and then not only be maybe entertained a little bit, but gain a lot of knowledge as to some of the things that people are talking about. And I think that's really important. Hey, on your website, I love the fact that the letter that you write, you say, look, I've been known as a water snob for a long time with my friends, and what a perfect business for you to be in.
Absolutely. I love what I do. I've got a passion for it. I've been called a water geek 100 or 200 times. I joke around that our company here, we're a massive group of 9 people. We all love what we do, and we want to make sure that our customers are happy with the solutions that we provide.
Hey, we're talking with John Atley again. He's the owner of Water Doctors. Their website, h2o.com. H2O.com, you get you right to Water Doctors. You guys are located in Waukesha. John, do you work with obviously with homeowners, but you work with businesses and manufacturers, and I would assume that anybody who's interested in what you guys do at Water Doctors, you guys have something for them, correct?
Absolutely. First off, though, the website is h2odoctors.com. That's h2odoctors.com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We do everything large and small. We can take care of a boat, we can take care of a hospital, and we can take care of a house with teenagers in it.
So h2odoctors.com, and I apologize for that. I had it written down, John, and I just, you know, us Irish guys, we like to take shortcuts, I guess. Every once in a while, h2odoctors.com is where you're going to want to go and take a look at all of the things that they do. I think it's really important. And I would consider my wife kind of a water snob, to be honest with you. And I think that we have not looked into what you guys do, but I think it's important that now would be a great time for us to do that. Hey, John, when you get up and like you're going to do later today, get up and start to educate people, are you surprised how many people don't really understand the importance of drinking good, clean water?
Absolutely. We actually take a real education first philosophy. When we're invited into a house or invited into a business, a lot of what we do first and foremost is education. This is what physically can be done to take care of your water. This is how different equipment, whether it's ours, ABC, XYZ, 123 company, it's how all of this equipment actually works so that you as a homeowner or you as a business owner can make an educated decision in the future, whether it's to work with us or to not. But we want you to know what equipment can actually do, not some of the misnomers that are out there.
Man, that's the different services, and it's really important. Again, if you go to their website, there's just a lot of information that you can learn about this company, h2odoctors.com. Hey, John, when people call, there, it's just not the water that you guys do. There's a customer care program that you have, a salt delivery, service and repair, commercial water treatment, new construction, well water. There's a lot of things that you guys do. And I think it's important that people understand that if they go to that website, take a look at services. That would be the first thing that I would do. And then I'd go and read the letter that John wrote. Look at the really nice picture of him and his family. And obviously you're a big dog person as well, correct?
Absolutely. We've got a couple of Great Danes at home. We've always had dogs. We really like it to be a family affair here at the office. On occasion, we'll have some kids here in the office. We'll have a dog here. We really try to make it a relaxing place to come in and ask questions.
That's awesome. Go to h2odoctors.com if you're heading down to the Home and Garden Show. Let John know that you heard him on the show. Again, he's going to be a step beyond green is the area that he's in, and he's going to be speaking twice today at the Step Beyond Green stage. John, thanks a lot. I really appreciate a couple of minutes of your time, and good luck on those two speeches today.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
He is John Attlee, the owner of Water Doctors, h2odoctors.com. We're going to get to a break and continue on the other side. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Man, it's been a good show. You know, we're talking to a number of people that are involved with the Home Garden Show that's going on right now. It ends tonight at 8 o'clock, then tomorrow from 10 to 5, and the show will be done. So if you're thinking about getting down there, you need to get down there today or tomorrow, and I would highly recommend it. You know, everybody I've talked to, not only the people that are working down there and have booths down there, but friends of mine who have walked through the show that were really impressed with the show, they all, the common denominator has been, man, it feels like we're almost back to normal again. And that's really great. I thought we'd end the show with the guy who's the Greater Milwaukee Association. He's the president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. We had him on last week, and Mike, there's just so many calls to get you back on. Well, okay, there wasn't any calls, but I made the call. Mike Ruzicka, again, president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. The show's been just a really good success for you guys, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been gearing up for this for 2 years, and it's really fun to be back. And like you said, it's like everything's back to normal. I mean, attendance is down slightly, just a couple hundred people from 2019, but you know, other than that, you wouldn't have any idea that we just went through 2 years of a pandemic.
Well, I'll tell you, if we're just down a couple hundred from 2019, that's a great sign for me.
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. One is people want to get back, they want to get out and do things. But also, you know, this time of year, you know, it snowed yesterday and the weather isn't all that great right now. But when you come here, the gardens are, you know, full bloom and it looks like, you know, May.
Well, that was the other thing, the smell. People said, look, the colors and the smell, like you kind of forget that spring really is right around the corner until you walk in there. And then all of the feelings of, okay, what am I going to do with my yard? What am I going to do with the front of my house? How are we going to get this going? Just all come back. And I love that. Hey, Mike, when we had you on last week, we didn't really get a chance to talk much about your role as the president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. And I wanted to spend just a couple of minutes of the time that we have now to talk a little bit about your industry and, you know, what the marketing conditions are and sales and listings and, you know, things like that. So let's talk a little bit about you as the president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Boy, that market is red hot right now. Do you see it continuing to be red hot?
Yeah, you know, despite interest rates going up a little bit, they've kind of fluctuated. They've gone back down this week. But the market is just really solid. You know, the employment is really high. It's almost, you know, we've got too much of a good thing. The one thing we don't have is enough houses to sell. For example, 10 years ago, we sold 16,000 houses in 2012, I think it was. And we had 27,000 listings, which is pretty typical. Last year, in 2021, we sold almost 24,000 houses. It was the most we've ever sold, and we had 27,000 listings.
Wow.
So in 10 years, listings really haven't grown at all, but demand certainly has. And demand has grown just since the recession, just naturally through natural household formation. But you also have, you know, millions of millennials getting to the age where they start to get married and buy a house. There's a huge demand out there for new housing, and we just don't have it. What's interesting is when you look at construction of apartments is back to where it was before the recession. So that's, you know, 15 years ago. But new construction really took a huge hit during the recession. A lot of people that were in the industry and the trades just completely left the industry. And so we don't have the bodies. The materials have always been an issue for several years, but we need people, you know, young people to get in to those trades. I'll tell you, they're great careers, electricians, plumbers, things like that. You can make well over six figures. And, you know, and it's fun, too. So there are a few headwinds. Yeah, the market is, you know, strong. If you're thinking about buying, I always tell people, don't time the market. When you're ready to buy, that's the time to buy.
Hey, Mike, sorry to cut you off, but how would you recommend, and this might be a personal question, but what's the best way if people start that process to find a home? What do you recommend for them?
Well, talk to a realtor about the area of town or the which county or which, you know, part of the state you want to live in. That's kind of the first part. And then they'll direct you to go online and look at various listings in that community. And then you can kind of narrow down your search. And you know, your price point is really important, too, because you've got to set a fairly hard price point. And you really have to know your budget well, because there's going to be a lot of pressure, a lot of excitement. When you see a house, you're like, oh, you know, maybe we should offer $10,000 or $15,000 over the asking price. But you really, you know, the good thing about having a realtor there is they're kind of the unbiased participant, and they're like, well, you know, that's not really going to be a good idea for you in the long term. Just getting the counsel and the experience of somebody who's been through these transactions a million times to help you through it is invaluable.
Yeah, you know, I work with a guy right now, and he's going through this, and they had a glitch in this process, and he's freaking out a little bit because he's closing on his house next week, and he said, look, if it hadn't been for the two realtors that are constant contact, if it was me having to go and talk to the people who said, no, we're good with this, and now they're saying we're not, he said, I'd lose my mind. But these two are two unbiased, you know what, and they're just very professional, and they're saying, okay, I know my client did say that, but can you guys do this? well, no, we're not going to do that, but can you guys do this? And he said, look, they're just such good mediators, and this is what they do for a living, and they're the professional ones. And he said, this thing would have blown up a week ago because I would have lost my mind.
Yeah, that happens all the time, especially in this market where people are, they walk into a house and they wonder if they have to make an offer right away. And one of the things that was happening last year, and I hope it doesn't happen much this year, but a lot of buyers were willing to eliminate the inspection contingency just to get the sale. A lot of sellers thought, okay, it's a better thing if they don't inspect the house. But it's not, avoiding the inspection is bad for both parties, because if you're the buyer, you'll know what you're getting if you do an inspection. If you're the seller and the buyer doesn't do an inspection, a couple of years down the road, they might come back and say, hey, you didn't disclose that the basement leaks or the windows are bad, or something like that. So, you know, avoiding that inspection contingency is not a good idea. But that was going on, and a lot of realtors kind of advised their clients, don't do that. But, you know, they wanted the house, so they did it anyway.
And that's exactly what's going on here. With the guy that I work with, he did disclose. Look, this roof is old. It's been up there a long time, and the people said no, we're okay. And they bid over and they accepted the bid, and now they're in the middle of this, and it's just Look, he said the words to me. Thank God for these two realtors, because I don't know what I would have to do if I was on my own, because I've lost my temper. With this right now, and these two are working it out, and it's going really well. So great advice. Hey, Mike, I really appreciate your time today. And
thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Go to MKEHGS if you want more information on the Home and Garden Show that's going on again till 8 o'clock today, 10 to 5 tomorrow. And what a perfect time. As Mike said, look, it feels like it's May. Right, you go in and be able to see the colors and smell the flowers, and then walk through the show. The show's been just a huge success, and continue to do that. Hey, Mike, if there's any questions I have coming up on the personal side, I may call you, because my wife and I are thinking for the first time, and we're doing it where we're getting the basement fixed and done up to code before we do anything, and I think that's the important part. Then my wife will feel more comfortable looking for something. So, hey, Mike, I appreciate all your advice, brother. I really do.
Yeah, thanks for supporting the show, Mike. Appreciate it.
You got it. You bet. Again, MKEHGS for more information on the Home and Garden Show going on right now. And again, it ends at 8 o'clock today. Tomorrow from 10 to 5. Thanks for listening. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan.